Education and healthcare reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A new collaboration between Avera Health and Children's Home Society of South Dakota aims to promote conversations about mental health, especially among kids. Author Tom Roberts has written the book, A New Norm. It's a story of a boy with overwhelming feelings and the spark that helps him see through the gloom to finding help. Tom Roberts has written 6 books benefiting Children's Home Society, and he joins me now in the Kirby Family Studio. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
Also with us, Amber Reince. She is Clinical Program Manager for Avera Behavioral Health. Amber, welcome back as well.
Thank you.
All right, let's start with where this conversation sort of began and the collaboration kicked off. Such a need with kids and mental health and conversation, and not everybody understands the problems there. Amber, let's start with you and say, you know, why do we need a book like this?
Yeah, so when we look at statistics, unfortunately, we're seeing trends that just continue to show needs for interventions. When we look at the statistics of the number of kids or adolescents that would be diagnosed with a mental illness, typically it's about 20% right now. And probably the statistic that actually I struggle with the most is that depending on the diagnosis, approximately only probably half of kids are getting treatment for that. And instead, that means that a lot of kids are having some of the feelings, going through some of the struggles that we really want to use this book to help to open the conversation. And a lot of times, some of the reason why they're not speaking out is sometimes there's a lot of guilt or a lot of shame with some of these emotions. And am I doing something wrong? And that guilt and shame sometimes stops us from asking for help. And our hope with this book is that it helps to create that conversation as well as provide resources to let them know where to go to for help.
And Tom, how did you become involved in the project as a writer?
Well, you know, about a year and a half ago, Chantrelle DeYoung, who is one of the lead behavioral health technicians at Avera Behavioral Health, came to me with this idea she had. She's been working with a group of adolescents who struggle with a variety of different mental health issues. And she had this idea of helping them with a story of some sort. And she knew that I wrote stories. She was familiar with my stories and asked if I would consider creating a story that would kind of speak to the kinds of struggles that they're experiencing and yet be a story that would somehow offer up a sense of hope. And the more we talked, it became more and more apparent that the kind of struggles she was talking about that these kids experience were the same kinds of struggles that a lot of the kids at Children's Home Society experience. And of course, that's something I'm very familiar with and have a heart for wanting to help with. And so it didn't take us very long to talk about it when I decided I wanted to give it a try. And so I worked on it for several months, trying to come up with a concept that might work. And I finally came up with an initial draft, presented it to Chantrelle. She seemed to like it. And we talked more about how we might use this story and thought, let's think a little bigger. What if we made the story into a book that could be used not only by mental health professionals, but by school guidance counselors, church youth group leaders, teachers, parents, grandparents, as just a way to start a conversation? And of course, the more we talked about it, the more we realized this is not something we can do on our own. So we decided to take the idea both to our respective organizations, her to Avera Behavioral Health, I to Children's Home Society. We were very pleased that that was met with a very enthusiastic response about the potential that this could have. And now here we are, a year and a half later, the book is produced, and already we're getting just a wonderful response and an amazing way that people are coming to us and just saying, this is something we need, something to get that discussion started so that we can identify what those clouds are that are overshadowing so many young people's lives and how can we find them some help.
I want to talk about the book itself in just a minute, but Amber, you said something I'm going to go back and pick up on, and that is the lower rate of treatment and sort of seeking that help in the first place. And one of the things I think you probably hear is from a parent's standpoint, they're even a little afraid because they don't know what, you know, they sort of want this not to be a problem. It's hard to know when it's just normal, hey, this is being a kid, and no, this is a problem with anxiety or depression, or it's all sort of muddy in parents' minds because people aren't talking about mental health in kids very often.
No, you're exactly right. And again, I think that just like sometimes kids struggle with some of that guilt or shame, again, I think that sometimes happens with those parents too, of have I done something wrong? And then I also think that what we see in the book of a new norm that I really like is it goes through the tale and it talks about how Norm tries to take that cloud off on his own and tries all of these different things. And I think whether it's the kids or if it's the parents, sometimes we do that. We try to fix it all on our own. And I really challenge parents to consider, you know, with sometimes the physical illnesses that our kids go through, we don't try to fix that on our own. We reach out and we ask for help and we make sure that we clearly understand what those symptoms are. And I think with mental health, my hope is that more often we're doing more of that early intervention. A lot of times we see kids that they maybe if they've had a change in functioning or they just had a change in presentation, maybe this kid that typically is my outgoing child now is just isolating at home or school academics were really good and now they're struggling. And I think that we have to start having more of that open conversation of, is there something more going on here? And I really encourage parents that you don't have to ask those questions alone. You know, there's professionals that can help you to talk through it and to try to help to make sure that we get them the resources that they need.
Yeah. Tom, we've alluded a little bit to this sort of cloud and Norm as a character. So Norm is sort of the everyman of this book. He's a kid. Tell us a little bit of how you found this story as metaphor. And as, nonfiction and kind of melding these two things together.
Well, as I was exploring different concepts, it occurred to me that so many young people who are struggling have this barrage of negativity either around them or inside them, what's going on in their lives. A negativity that's so persistent and so routine, it starts becoming a part of they're normal, they're everyday normal, and they begin to think, well, everything's bad, I'm bad too, and there's nothing that's going to help, there is no hope, which is not true, of course, but when you're in that dark, storming place in your mind, that's the way it feels. And the more I thought about this sense of negative normalness, I started asking myself, what is normal? And, of course, the answer is normal is something different to everybody. And how do we change that normal? We can't change normals, but we can change our perspective on that. And so as that grew, all of a sudden this character kind of came to life, talking, kind of focused on what is normal to him. So I gave him the name Norm. It just seemed to fit, and it unfolded. And pretty soon, the idea of the cloud and how a cloud can really make it difficult to get a clear perception, not only of the world around you, but the world within ourselves, and how that plays a role in the way we function or misfunction, I should say, and how do we work through that? And of course, the only thing that clears up cloud is something bright, something good, something that can disperse that in some way. And so we came up with the concept of the spark, that light of goodness that can do that. And that can come in so many different forms, as Amber alluded to, that, you know, that spark can be a person, it can be an activity, it can be your faith, it can be so many things that can help you look past your negative normal towards something much more positive.
Did you feel a sense of challenge or responsibility? Did you feel the weight of that? Because a lot of these situations can be quite serious and can need some serious intervention. And, you know, you're not going to be there as an author to sort of pass, you know, to read the story and then pass them off
Absolutely.
To the people who can help. How did you sort of deal
with
that?
Well, that's why I'm so grateful to all the support from Avera Behavioral Health and all the professionals there that could help look at this story and help us to fine-tune it. We also took the story to several youth focus groups and got feedback from the kids themselves to look at not only the words and the story and the context of itself, but also the images. The images, of course, are beautifully put together by local artist Jim Brummond, who brings the story to life, but to go through and tweak it and fine-tune it in a way that they know how this something like this will resonate. And now that it's in its finished form, we hope to see it continue on in a way that is going to be a very useful tool. And that's what we see this as a tool that people can use to get to that point where they can talk about mental wellness, what that means, why it's important, and how we can improve upon it.
And I do think to try to help people to use this as a tool is also why we created the discussion guide. So you'll find that at the end of the book, we listed a list of questions that may come up when reading this book. And then we also created a website that you can go to at avera.org/newnorm. And on that website are going to be answers to some of those discussion questions, as well as a really important tool of just what resources. So if when I'm asking or reading this book to my child, do some of the questions yield maybe answers that maybe promote me to say, maybe I need to go get help or we need to reach out to somebody else. We found it really important to make sure that we had a list of resources that people could go to as well.
One of those questions is, what have you tried to make yourself feel better and did it work? What an insightful question for parents as well when maybe you tried to make your younger child feel better and it didn't work. So it's a question for kids, but it's also a question for parents or caregivers. Talk about the distribution of this. How are you reaching out to people, Amber, to get the resources in their hands? Obviously talking to folks like us, but what else?
Yeah, so we really encourage people to go out and buy the book. I think it's going to be one of the best Valentine's Day gifts that you could probably ever give your child or grandchild or a child in your life. So we're going to be selling those books at the Avera Gift Shop and at Avera 69th Street Pharmacy, as well as we have partnered with ACE in all of the Sioux Falls locations, so they'll be carrying the books as well. You can also purchase the books online at chssd.org/books. We also, as Tom alluded to, we also are doing some doing programs with some of the kids in our community. And we really are excited about that. With that piece, we're, again, having a representation from Avera to kind of help with the clinical piece. And anybody who's ever heard Tom do a program, I know that you probably would also agree that, again, it's always a delight. So with that, we are, if you know of a group that would maybe benefit from doing a program, certainly reach out to Tammy Roberts at 605-965-3183 to schedule that. The last thing that we ask people to consider is also just to donate to this really important cause, and that the donations, what we look at is it can help us to get books in the hands of kids, and it also helps us to continue to do some of the programming around that. So donations could be made by going to, again, the New Norm website that I talked about at avera.org/newnorm, or again, the Children's Home website at chssd.org/books.
Tom, tell me a little bit about presentations or how you sort of bring this to people in person.
Well, I present it to the groups as a storyteller, because that's what I do. I'm a storyteller. I tell several stories, and of course, A New Norm will be the focus of my storytelling sessions, but I'm also going to be involving some interactive activities that focus on certain aspects of the story, talking about personal awareness. You know, how do we use that to create the perspectives that we have? And we talk a little bit about normals and how we perceive normals, how normals are created, why everybody has different kinds of a sense of normal. We talked about how do we change that perception of those things in a fun way. How do we remove negativity from the way we look at things, talk about things, think about ourselves? And a lot of these activities that I'm drawing on from my days when I used to do workshops in the classrooms, but I'm expanding how they're used now to focus on bringing a little more awareness of how this applies to mental wellness.
Yeah. The piece of the program that I think is really important, too, is just how Tom talked about how, again, our sparks are all different things in our lives. One of the aspects of the program that we're really challenging kids to do as well is once we have found our spark, it's also our goal to try to help to challenge other kids to be a spark for somebody else. So I think it's really opening up a conversation about not only how I can get help, but also how I can help people that maybe are going through difficult times.
And this is one of the discussion questions that sort of alludes to this idea of how would life change if everyone around you tried to grow each other's sparks? That's a bit of imagination there. It seems like that could be something expanded on in a workshop too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it appropriate to read a little bit of this, or is it hard to read it because you really want to go through the whole narrative?
Well, I would love to share the moral of the story. which is, the moral of the story is within you. There's a spark with a yearning to grow and overcome the dark. If you're willing to look and focus on the good, you will find a better world like you know the world could. Look not with your eyes, but with your mind and heart. Let that be your normal. Let that be your start.
Tom Roberts and Amber Reins. The book is called A New Norm, and we'll put some links up on our website so people can find it as well and continue the project. Come back and talk to us again. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.